Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
The Chugach National Forest intends to construct 5 new cabins in 4 locations on the Glacier and Seward Ranger districts, utilizing funding from the 2021 Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. The proposed cabins will promote easier access to public lands for communities and recreationists in South Central Alaska. The Chugach National Forest has found changes to chem and user trends over the recent years and has identified the need to increase capacity and accessibility. The Chugach National Forest maintains 41 public-use cabins in South Central Alaska across Prince William Sound, the Kenai Peninsula, and the Copper River Delta. Cabin settings range from developed recreation sites to remote backcountry locations. The most popular cabins offer a variety of user experiences such as hunting and fishing, saltwater access, winter sports, and/or other unique or scenic recreation opportunities. Recreation managers have found changes to cabin user trends over time and identified the need to increase capacity, increase accessibility public lands as priorities. In response, agency leadership intend to construct new cabins, locations that promote easier access to the public lands for communities and recreationists in South Central Alaska. The forest requests the public's input on those plans. The locations include 2 sites on the Glacier Ranger District, the Granite Creek Campground, located in Turnagain Pass on the Kenai Peninsula, and proposed to host 2 public-use cabins. The Tin Can Cabin, located at the Turnagain Pass Trail segment of the Iditarod National Historic Trail. Most users will access the cabin via approximately 2.5-mile hike from the Center Ridge Trail. 2 more cabin sites are proposed on the Seward Ranger District, the Porcupine Cabin, located near the Town of Hope, within the Porcupine Campground footprint between campsites 14 and 15 and the nearby Gold Rock Trail, and the Meridian Cabin, located on the east side of the Meridian Lake adjacent to the lakeshore, accessible via the Grayling Lake Trail and the Iditarod National Historic Trail. Details of the proposed cabins can be found on a link on the story at RyuKenai.com. Comments are accepted until July 3, 2023. The Alaska Department of Fish and Game is implementing the following sport fishing regulation liberalization of increasing limits of sockeye salmon to 9 per day, 18 in possession for the Russian River and a section of the mainstream Upper Kenai River. This regulatory change is effective at 12:01 Saturday, June 24th through 11:59 p.m. Friday, July 14th. This liberalization supersedes Emergency Order 2RS-12723 issued on Thursday, June 15th, which increased sockeye salmon bag and possession limits in the Russian River and the Upper Kenai River to 6 and 12 fish, respectively. The section of the mainstream Upper Kenai River includes the area that extends from Skeelack Lake upstream to the 80FNG regulatory markers located approximately 300 yards upstream of the public boat launch at Sportsman's Landing. This includes the Russian River Sanctuary area and the Russian River from its mouth upstream to the 80FNG marker located approximately 600 yards downstream from the Russian River Falls. Anglers are reminded that they may possess only the limited allowed for the waters they're actively fishing. In an effort to allow dip netters more opportunity to harvest their household limits of sockeye on the Kisilov River, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game is expanding the Kisilov River personal use dip netting area. Personal use dip netting from the shore will be allowed in an expanded area from Alaska Department of Fish and Game markers on Cook Inlet beaches upstream to the Sterling Highway Bridge on the Kisilov River. Dip netting from a boat is allowed from the 80FNG markers located on Cook Inlet beaches upstream to the 80FNG markers at approximately River Mile 3 of the Kisilov River. This regulatory change is effective at 12:01 a.m. Sunday, June 25th through 11:59 Monday, August 7th. An Upper Cook Inlet personal use permit and a 2023 resident sport fishing license are required to participate. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.